The more you open your hand, the more God will put in your hand. Are you willing to share the blessing? Would you do that today? Would you share that blessing? Friend, listen to me. Listen to me. Over 40 years ago, a small group of men from this church with their wives got together. And God spoke to their hearts about something they couldn't conceive of. They put their money together. They made an investment in something they couldn't even imagine. Had no concept of what God would do with the television ministry of First Baptist Church. But all they wanted to do was to share the blessing. I believe to the glory of God, you could parade hundreds of thousands upon thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people today, that God has blessed their lives because a group of people like you just made an intentional decision to share the blessing. I believe this congregation is filled with hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of people who are sharing the blessing. And I submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, as your pastor today, that we need to give it away. I submit to you today that in America, that God is raising up a people for a time like this, who are going to rise up together and open their hands and say, Father, we're going to give it away. And folks, I want to tell you something today, because God has put this in my heart. I believe that even 25 years from now, you and I are not even going to be able to comprehend what we hold in these hands of ours. Because the more we open our hands, the more God is going to fill them up. It's time to share the blessing. It's time, my beloved people, that we open our hands and our hearts and our homes and we rise up, and that we be counted for righteousness in these United States of America. It's time that we step forward with boldness and a resoluteness within our hearts, and that collectively we make an announcement that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
God has an encouraging word for you and me today, this week, from the book of Hebrews, by the Bible-based teaching of Dr. Don Wilton. Yes, this is The Encouraging Word with Dr. Don Wilton, and during this week we'll be diving into Hebrews, in particular probably Hebrews chapter 13 is what we'll dive into. And as we do that, we want you to know we're here for you as we study God's Word together. Connect with us on the phone at 866-899-WORD. I know we text and we type so much these days, sometimes it's really great, especially if you have a prayer need, to have someone speak with you and pray with you right now. It's 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or meet us there and find that number and more ways to connect on our website at theencouragingword.org. And now today's message with Dr. Don Wilton. The Encouraging
Word. We come today in the name of the Lord Jesus, the one who gave his life. And now as the mediator between sinful man and a holy God. Thank you, our Father, for men and women here in this church. Godly people all over the world and others who give. Thank you for the teams of Southern Baptists and others who are ministering in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ today. Father, today, even so, as we worship you as our Father and our God, we cry hallelujah to you. And we pray that you would visit upon us in your mighty risen power, that this time of worship might indeed be an hallowed hour, made possible in and through the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd like to read to you today just two short verses in Hebrews chapter 13. The Bible says in verse 1, keep on loving each other as kinsmen, as members of the same family, as brothers and sisters. Verse 2, do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing some people have entertained angels without knowing it. Now that is a remarkable statement. For some people have entertained angels. You really mean that, Lord? Without knowing it? What possibly could this mean? September 11th, 2001, a day that will go down in infamy. What we understand is that the people who were participants in Flight 93 headed across Pennsylvania, somewhere where they knew not, that evidently they had become well-versed and understood that terrorists were striking at the heart of the American people. Some kind of conversation took place on Flight 93. Obviously, none of us know the details. It may have been a whispered conversation. But during that conversation, they discussed, within the context of their fear, what was going on and perhaps what ought to be done. At some point in that conversation, one man by the name of Mr. Todd Beamer stood and he said, in essence, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have the luxury of being able to discuss this anymore. This is too critical. We need to act now. Let's roll. In chapters 1 through 12, if we understand it in this context, God gives to us our plan of action. He gives us the meat of the message. He gives us what we need to be talking about. And so for 12 chapters in the letter to the Hebrews, the superiority of Christ is thoroughly analyzed and dichotomized, and we have tried our best to come to some understanding through the great and unapologetic assistance of the Spirit of the living God to understand what it is that this is all about. But chapter 13, God literally says, enough talk, let's roll. It's time to take action. Verse 1, which we discovered last week, contains for us action number 1. Very simply put, love fellow Christians. That's what the word says there, keep on loving each other as kinsmen. And we came to discover something most remarkable, and that is that all believers everywhere in the world come from the same womb, the womb of God. And if we are kinsmen, we need to understand a number of things. Number one, that we have the same Father. His name is God, and He is none other than the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We come from the same womb. Now, what that actually means, it means that we may come from different places and we may speak differently, but it doesn't matter the color of our skin. It doesn't matter what our nationality, it doesn't matter where we live, it doesn't matter who we're dealing with. When it comes to our relationship in Jesus Christ, all of that falls by the wayside, because there is neither male nor female, neither bond nor free, neither Jew nor Gentile. We are all one in Christ. I have literally had the experience of being in places all around the world where I meet people entirely different from myself, but because we have the same Father, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. Number two, it means that we have the same citizenship. Number three, it means that we have the same family. Our bloodline, you can trace our genealogy, it's going to end up at the same place. I was birthed of my Heavenly Father. Number four, it means we have the same motivation if we are kinsmen. If we have the same motivation, it means that we are motivated to forgive one another. I love that. How many times do we not forgive one another within our blood families at home? Time without number. My family, my wife, my children have forgiven me 1,000 times over for the sillinesses and for the wrongs that I've done as father, as husband. The Bible says because we are kinsmen, we are motivated to forgive one another. And somebody today might listen to the encouraging word and say, you don't seem to understand what it is that I have done. I want you to know that I forgive you, because if my heavenly Father has forgiven me, how much more therefore ought I not to forgive you? You are my brother, you are my sister. Number two, it means I'm motivated to support one another. I don't mind telling you, friends, that kinsmen have an obligation, in this sense, a spiritual obligation, to support one another. I make no apology for that. I support Christian people, whether it be in their business, whether it be in their daily practice, whatever it is they're doing. I am compelled to support my brothers and my sisters in Christ. I don't have any problem with that in my home. The Bible says, because we belong to each other, it behooves us to fly one another's flag, because we must love our fellow Christians. And number three, it motivates us to pray for one another. And number four, it motivates us to love one another. Action number one, love fellow Christians. Now watch this. Action number two, let's roll. Share your blessings. That's what verse 2 is all about. Let me read it again for you this morning. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some people have entertained angels without even knowing it.
Please forgive the interruption. We've got so much more to come in today's message called Let's Roll with Dr. Don Wilton. Matter of fact, this whole week we'll be rolling through the book of Hebrews together. But that challenge from Dr. Don of sharing your blessings, we have a wonderful tool that will help you do that on our website. TheEncouragingWord.org is our website. That's TheEncouragingWord.org. We call them prayer cards. They're little 2.5 by 2.5 inch small cards that you can keep in your pocket, your purse. I've got some over my visor. They're just opportunities to plant seeds of encouragement and help you share your blessings. Again, the details are on our website at TheEncouragingWord.org. One of the details you'll find as well is where you can not just listen, as you are right now, to the broadcast ministries of Dr. Don and The Encouraging Word, but you can watch as well tonight at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on the TBN Network, that's Trinity Broadcasting Network, across the globe. We'll be sharing another great message from Dr. Don. I hope you'll join us. Maybe invite a friend. That's tonight, 6:30 p.m. Eastern on TBN.
Satan is alive and is on the move in the United States. He is actively engaged in all aspects of our government, in our educational systems, and in the lives of our children, the next generation. Never forget, Satan has been defeated by the Lord Jesus Christ, and this victory enables us and the next generation of believers to stand victorious in the presence of the enemy, unwavering and unafraid. This month, as you give a gift of $20 or more to The Encouraging Word, you will receive a powerful message series by Dr. Don Wilton, Satan, the Defeated Enemy Among Us. Plus, you will receive a copy of Dr. Wilton's inspiring book, Defying the Odds, to help encourage you through all of life's challenges. Request this empowering resource set today as you support The Encouraging Word with your ministry gift. Write to us at Post Office Box 2110, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29304, or call us toll-free at 866-899-WORD, or visit online at theencouragingword.org. Your generous support enables us to bring the uncompromised and life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ to where people are around the world.
Now back to today's message with Dr. Don.
Action number two. Enough talk. Here it is. Share your blessings. Now, my dear friends, all of us have been blessed. I'm a blessed man. I have a beautiful wife, 3 children, beautiful daughter-in-law God has given to me. I live in the beautiful upstate of South Carolina. I'm surrounded by precious friends. God has given to me the most wonderful church family. I've got something to drink every day. I drive a motor car. I've got a roof over my head. I'm blessed. Are you blessed? Are we blessed or what? Folks, if you want to know what blessings are, why don't you go to some other parts of the world? Come with me to Baghdad or Fallujah. You'll soon come to understand. Speak to one of our heroes who are in uniform, who have served in Afghanistan and faraway places, and let's start talking about blessings. We are a blessed people. And what God says, He looks upon the heart of the believer, on the heart of the Christian man and woman. He looks upon the heart of the Christian church, and He says, enough talk. Let's roll. It's time to get into action. Share your blessings. Well, there are three principles here in verse 2 that I believe God would have us to hide in our hearts today. Number one, principle number one, share intentionally. You're going to notice there, if you'll look at me, with me at chapter 13 and verse 2. Right at the beginning of verse 2, the writer says this. He says, do not forget. Now, that's an interesting statement, this imperative. By the way, it's an imperative. It's not a suggestion. It's a mandate. God is looking into the heart of people like Don Wilton and saying, Don Wilton, I'm about to lower the boom on you, son. I'm about to tell you that because you have been blessed, do not forget. Share intentionally. And so I began to examine this. I asked the Lord, I said, well, Lord, why are we exhorted to not forget? What causes people like me to forget? Let me make a number of suggestions to you today as to why we are so prone to forget to share our blessings intentionally. Number one, selfishness. I don't know how else to say this, folks, but all of us are intrinsically, by nature, very selfish people. I don't know if you've ever met somebody that you would say of that person, goodness me, are they tight-fisted or what? Can I just summarize what you're saying? You're not saying they tight-fisted, you're just saying they're selfish. Let's call a spade a spade. A tight-fisted person is a selfish person. And all of us struggle with that because it is our human Adamic nature. It is my nature to want to do things for me. I want to look right. I want to feel right. I want it for me. I want to take care of number one. It's a human trait, is it not? Our natural propensity in our Adamic nature is to be selfish, to point inwardly toward ourselves. And selfishness causes us to forget. Number two, blindness causes us to forget to share our blessings. Many people today, including myself, spend many hours walking around like mules with blinkers on. Some of us take it one step further. We just simply wrap a cloth all the way around our eyes. We put patches over our eyes, and we just choose to be blind. When Jesus looked upon the multitudes, the Bible says that He looked upon the multitudes with great compassion, and He said to us, "See the multitudes." Now, why would Jesus compel us to see the multitudes? Because Jesus understood that blindness in the human heart prevents us from giving that which God has given us to give. It's a great deterrent to giving. Sometimes we just choose to be blind. We just shut it off. We don't want to see it. Number three, and I'm afraid I don't like this, but it's so true of myself, forgetfulness causes us to forget. Forgetfulness. Number four, carelessness. How do you describe carelessness, folks? We're just careless as people. You talk about sharing the blessings, we just get careless. It's just carelessness. Number five, disdainfulness. Now, that's a little bit more of a major negative term. Most of us, including myself, we just develop a disdain for needs. We just have a disdain. There have been times in my life when I've been going to the restaurant or I have my family and I'm on holiday and somebody comes up and has a need in my heart. I just have a disdain. Just go away. Just go away, man. I don't need, just get lost. I don't need this right now. I don't want to deal with this. Disdainfulness. Why do we forget? Why do we forget? Oh, maybe selfishness, maybe blindness, maybe forgetfulness. Maybe just rank carelessness, maybe disdainfulness. How about fullness? I love my wife, you know that. I can't stop talking about it. One of the things she loves to do whenever I go and do the grocery shopping is she loves to make sure that I sit down and have a complete meal before I go. Now, I like this arrangement. I'm not complaining about it, but the reason she wants it is because if I go and do the shopping on an empty tummy, folks, I come back with 5 loads of stuff and it's all junk food. Now, folks, let me tell you, there's something about having a full tummy that causes you just to forget what it means to go hungry. You know, sometimes I'm just so full. Had a good meal, thank you. I just quite frankly don't understand it. I can't understand why someone would get cold in winter. Have you ever heard of anything so ridiculous? Cold in winter, are you crazy, man? I don't ever get cold. If I get cold, I put on a jersey, find myself a blanket, I put the heat on, wrap myself up warmly, get a cup of hot chocolate, whatever it is, but I can make myself cold in winter. How could anybody possibly get cold in winter? My tummy's full, thank you. God looks into my heart and says to me, Don Wilton, do not forget. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to give it all away. We need to just give it away. First Baptist Church, we just need to give it away.
Such a great truth from Dr. Don. You know, we're going to pause right now. All week we'll be studying the book of Hebrews together. But we want you to know that even in this moment of pause, perhaps there is something that needs to be done in your life because of what God has done through His Word, meaning you need a change. You need an adjustment, a course correction. Let us pray with you. You can connect with us keyboard to keyboard on our website at theencouragingword.org or jot this phone number down. Put it in your cell, 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. We're available 24 hours a day. We'd love to speak with you, pray with you, connect with resources. Right now, I just want to reconnect you one more time with Dr. Don Wilton.
God has spoken to you, hasn't He? And you're ready to give your heart to Jesus. I'd love to help you right now. Would you pray this prayer with me and accept Jesus into your heart and life? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus loves me and died for me on a cross. Right now, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come into my heart and save me today and forgive me for my sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to get alongside of you and celebrate with you and send you some literature and help you as you begin to grow. And I want you to know that I love you very, very much. And by the way, don't leave. Don't go away, whatever you do, because I'll be right back.
After the Encouraging Word broadcast is over, there's still a wonderful place to connect 24 hours a day. It's theencouragingword.org. You can visit our message archives, download Dr. Wilton's sermons, or sign up for our weekly podcast. A favorite button on our website is the prayer request button, where you can share a prayer request or personal need. Maybe you have a praise report or a testimony. Let us know so we can rejoice with you as well. You can also sign up for our daily Bible guide and have devotions sent to your email every single day. Now, if you have a question about your salvation, perhaps questions about how to share your faith with a friend, let us walk you through the steps to a personal relationship with Jesus and the ability to share that with others. If you're looking for a book from Dr. Wilton or maybe a CD or DVD, we have resources ready to send to you at the click of a button. No matter what the reason, we hope you'll connect with us today online at theencouragingword.org.
You know, before we go today, what a day of worship we've had. You know, you and I have in the middle of our hearts our beloved nation, don't we? How much I love America. I'm so proud to be an American. And you know, this broadcast is seen by so many of our armed forces across the world. And we hear from many, many of them. And we love them, we admire them, we respect them. They are our real heroes. And I want you to join with me as we are praying for them, that God would protect them and their families and loved ones. Let's do that right now, shall we? Just before we go, why don't you join with me? Lord Jesus, I'm joining with thousands of people right now and praying for our members, our brave, brave members of our community and our world who are in uniform. Many are overseas in strange and difficult places, families left behind. Lord Jesus, bless them. Keep your hand upon them in every way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Again, if you need that number, it's 866-899-WORD. Give us a call, 866-899-9673, or meet us online at theencouragingword.org, where you can discover great resources like this.
Satan is alive and is on the move in the United States. He is actively engaged in all aspects of our government, in our educational systems, and in the lives of our children, the next generation. Never forget, Satan has been defeated by the Lord Jesus Christ, and this victory enables us and the next generation of believers to stand victorious in the presence of the enemy, unwavering and unafraid. This month, as you give a gift of $20 or more to The Encouraging Word, you will receive a powerful message series by Dr. Don Wilton, Satan, the Defeated Enemy Among Us. Plus, you will receive a copy of Dr. Wilton's inspiring book, Defying the Odds, to help encourage you through all of life's challenges. Request this empowering resource set today as you support The Encouraging Word with your ministry gift. Write to us at Post Office Box 2110, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29304, or call us toll-free at 866-899-WORD, or visit online at theencouragingword.org. Your generous support enables us to bring the uncompromised and life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ to where people are around the world.
Well, I served on the phones here during the Encouraging Word broadcast for about 10 years. And during that time, I had many great experiences, but one that I really remember well is one Sunday, a very sweet lady called me. Her name was Lisa. She was from Virginia area, a professional woman working up in the Virginia area in D.C. And she shared with me that she was pregnant. Her mother, who she was here visiting, didn't even know. And she was going the next week to have an abortion. And as we talked and as we prayed, she was a believer. And we went through some scripture. And I just challenged her on a couple things in a loving way. And prayed with her, hung up the phone, and figured, well, you know, hopefully that had some impact. About a year and a half later, I was working in my office one day, and I got a call that there was a lady there to see me, and I walked out front in our store, and she had contacted the church, asked if they could tell her who Chuck was. She remembered my name from a conversation a long time back, but it was literally a life that was not just changed, but saved through a call to the Encouraging Word.
Our time's gone for today, but tomorrow we'll continue in this wonderful study in the book of Hebrews with Dr. Don Wilton. You can keep up with us between now and then online at theencouragingword.org. Or don't forget, yes, even in this age of texting and typing, we'd love to speak with you, love to pray with you at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673.